Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos ProBlock Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales selectos. Sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Let's talk a little football with Dane and Hughes, former Chiefs wide receiver. He will be broadcasting on the Chiefs radio network here on 96.5 The Fan Sunday afternoon in Orchard Park, New York, as the Chiefs take on the Buffalo Bills. Our conversations with Dane and Hughes are brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City. Discover the benefit of blue, and brought to you by Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. You've been to Buffalo a few times at this point, both as a player and as a broadcaster now. It feels like, though, you guys are lucking out weather-wise on this one.
Yeah, fortunately for us, November weather in Western New York won't be terrible. So, yeah, this seems like an annual occasion. Not just seems like it, it actually is. And we're actually going back there again next year. So, it's an annual occasion up in Western New York. Not saying it's my favorite place to go, but as long as we come away with the win, I'm cool.
How do you feel about the Chiefs heading into this matchup in Buffalo? I mean, I for the first time in a couple of these regular season games, I think the Chiefs are clearly the better team. That doesn't mean they're going to blow out the Bills, but I think there's a lot of reasons to think the Chiefs are a better football team.
Absolutely. I think if you would have asked that question prior to this three-game homestand, you might have a different answer. Mm-hmm. But based on what we've seen, especially with Rashee Rice back in the fold, I feel like from a regular season standpoint, this might be the most comfortable that we've felt with the Chiefs going up to play the Buffalo Bills in recent years. I mean, where we're playing right now at the clip offensively, defensively, we've cured some things with Harrison Butker and special teams as well. Like, you got to feel good. Now, that doesn't mean that this is a must-win situation. I think it's a more dire win than other years, considering what hole we put ourselves in. Probably the most important matchup regular season between the Bills and the Chiefs that I can remember, because basically this year is different. Every other year it seemed like you were playing them for what seemed to be a number one seed, a bye, home field advantage, et cetera. And now this year, with where they've started and obviously where we've started, it's more about positioning and possibly winning your division, at least. Drastically different than what we've experienced in the past.
No, but in a weird way, Danan, I feel like it puts even more pressure on this game, because for the first time in what feels like forever for either team, there's real competition in their divisions. As in, this game could swing whether they win the East or the Chiefs win the West. And so, like, take the one seed out of it for a minute. We can solve that problem when you get to the Colts. But, like, this could have a ramification whether or not these teams actually win their division this year.
Yeah, I think it's important. But I feel like regardless of who wins this game, are we saying that neither team with a loss is going to go to the playoffs?
No.
That's my point, is that you're just basically positioning yourself. But I don't feel like the loser of this team, people are going to feel any different about if they have to travel to Indianapolis, if they have to travel to Pittsburgh or Baltimore, or maybe, you know, heck, maybe even down to Jacksonville, depending on how they turn things around. So I feel good about these teams. It's unfortunate that because of their two losses prior to the bye week and then us starting the season off with the two losses, that it's not necessarily the matchup for atop the AFC conference. But it's still going to be a great game, and it's still a great matchup, and it may be a preview of what we may see in the postseason, which we've become accustomed to seeing as well.
The Chiefs are getting the Bills before the trade deadline, so we'll see what the Bills roster looks like and the Chiefs roster looks like after this week. I think I'm looking at the wide receivers there in Buffalo, Danen, and like, I think Khalil Shakir is a very nice wide receiver. Keon Coleman's been disappointing. What do you make of the weapons there in the passing game? And maybe James Cook is part of that as well.
Yeah, very underwhelming. If you look at their wide receiving crew, I think they had high hopes for Keon Coleman, and he just has not materialized into that playmaking receiver. He's kind of, he reminds me of like an A.J. Brown Jr. In some respect. He seems like he's just a straight line guy. Either it's going to be hitch routes, go routes, or post routes, and they're going to try, they've tried to utilize his size, but not to the success level that I think that they would have liked or expected. Khalil Shakir, he's shown his ability to make plays. He's that middle of the field kind of Wes Welker type that's going to catch everything and expose man-to-man coverage. They utilize their tight ends solidly, but it's just not the same as what we had thought coming into the season. Now, their saving grace, as you mentioned, James Cook.
He's good.
His ability to catch the ball out of the backfield and then his rushing ability, that's got to be at the forefront of the focus of Spags in his game plan.
So he's been really good at that, Dana. And I guess what's your fear level over the next 4 weeks? We had pointed out, obviously, they brought back Mike Pinnell. He's good in the run game, so we would assume that that's part of their plan. But the next 4 weeks, whether this holds or not, currently they're facing the NFL's four leading running backs right now. 1, 2, 3, 4 in yardage over the next four games between Dobbins, Javonte Williams, and then, of course, the big boy names, you know, and Jonathan Taylor and James Cook. Those guys are all at the top of the league in the NFL. Where do you think the Chiefs' rush defense is? Because they've held down some good running backs this year, but do you think that that's real, I guess, versus like the dam's about to break?
Well, the Chiefs' defense is giving up 100 yards even per game. They're top 11. They're 11th in the NFL right now in rushing defense. And I feel like what we'll see is probably very similar game plans every single week. And when you mix in that bye week, you consider Daniel Jones somewhat of a run threat. I'd probably equate he and Bo Nix, who will face that following week after the bye, as two guys that you have to account for, but both of those guys are drastically different than the combination of James Cook and Josh Allen. And I think that's what makes this game a little bit more unique than those other ones that will come up in this, you know, what, third quarter of the season almost. And we just have to be sound. And I feel like the one game that was kind of the reality check for our rushing defense, strangely enough, was the Jacksonville Jaguars game. If you remember that game, Trevor Lawrence came into the game averaging 2.8 yards per carry. And he absolutely gashed us, extended drives, and then obviously scoring that final touchdown to win the game. And I feel like that was an eye-opener in regards to Spags and this defense, specifically the linebacking core, mirroring, shadowing, not taking anything for granted from the quarterback position and the running abilities of those quarterbacks. Now, we already know what Josh Allen brings to the table. The fact that we'll have to have a measured approach in regards to when we pressure him, very similar to what we saw this past week against Marcus Mariota, where there were times where we weren't really trying to rush him. We were just trying to keep him in the pocket. I feel like that's going to be some aspect of our defensive approach at times, just like we did in the playoffs last year, where there were times where we were comfortable with him sitting in the pocket and we were just trying to make sure that he didn't exit the pocket and use his legs to get a big gain. And then there were times like the end of the game where we pin our ears back and we went right after him for a sack. So that's where the cat and mouse aspect of the game is. That's where the chess match, I guess you can say, will be with this defense and that potent offense.
We're talking to Danen Hughes here on 96.5 The Fan. Going to the Chiefs offense here, we know Isaiah Pacheco did not practice yesterday. The expectation he's not going to play on Sunday with that knee sprain, and hopefully they get him back in a couple weeks after the bye week. So Kareem Hunt's been so effective in short yardage. I think we all would like to see more Breshard Smith. Do you think that's the plan? Is it going to be just increased touches in the run game for Smith? Is it just going to be way more for Hunt? You know, I guess could Elijah Mitchell be activated? What do you think happens for the backfield heading into this one?
Yeah, I think it's pretty simple. The next man up philosophy, and that next man has been Breshard Smith. And if that next man up philosophy equates to 10 more carries or 10 more touches, whether it's carries or catches, I think at this point, even though he's a seventh round pick, even though he's the third guy on the depth chart, I feel like everybody's comfortable with him filling in. That 1-2-3 punch that we have and we have had has been potent in each role. Now when you add a little bit more to the plate of one guy, especially a rookie, that's where you're going to wonder, okay, how does he step up? Each game in preparation, he's known he's been the third guy. He's known he's had a specific package that was part of this offense and what he was going to be able to deal with on game day, outside of when we're winning by a lot, which that has helped us often as well over these last 2 weeks. By winning in such decisive fashion, we've been able to get him on the field more. He's been able to run the ball more, which changes the tendencies so that opposing teams have to deal with him not just in a pass-catching way. That has helped him. I'm sure it's helped him with his confidence as well. And now he'll have ample opportunity. I don't think Kareem Hunt is going to be your 25-carry guy because Isaiah Pacheco is out of the lineup. I think it's still going to be a good, healthy mix between each of them.
Dana, how much value is there in the having fun part of it? So Patrick Mahomes had said our record's not as good, but boy, we're having more fun. Travis Kelce on New Heights referenced the fact that the vibes in the locker room, in the building, are significantly better than last year, despite the fact they were 15-2 and coming off of back-to-back Super Bowl wins. They all seem to agree that it is better to be at the office now than it was at any point last year. And again, last year they were coming off of, they were two-time Super Bowl champions, Danen, in the middle of winning every game they played. So, like, what kind of value do you put in just enjoying the work, I guess?
I think there's a lot to be said about enjoying the game. And when you don't realize, sometimes you don't realize how the pressure is affecting you. And what I mean by that is you consider coming off a two-time winning a Super Bowl and you're going for a third, and you think, in your mind, you think, hey, we're relaxed, we're playing well. But then you realize you're also playing a lot of close games, and you go 11-0 in one-score games. And although you would think, well, that should be fun, in reality, that can actually add to some of the stress and strain because you're playing such close games. And you may not even realize that. So now when you have opened up that gap and you're playing games where you're beating teams 31-0, 28-7, and even in the close games that you're losing, you still feel good about aspects of your team, the exhale happens. And now guys can just relax and play. You have your complete arsenal at your disposal offensively. You haven't sustained any major injuries to anyone that caused you to be in flux just a bit. That all equates to being able to play the game relaxed, and that's what we're seeing as a product on the field. It's unfortunate that we have three losses at this point. Any of those losses could have gone our way had we made one play here or there. There's something to be said about that as well. So I just feel like this team is in a groove. They're comfortable. And when you're comfortable, you're going to play like you're comfortable, and you're going to have some fun. And Andy Reid, to me, has been the best coach at allowing guys to play more fluidly, to play more relaxed, and to showcase their personalities on the field. It's tough to do that when you're playing tight game after tight game all the time. So that's going to help us. And even if it doesn't amount to a win this week, I don't think that's going to change the course of where we're going this season.
We've had you on the show for multiple years now, Dana, and you talk all the time about your start with the Chiefs and obviously playing a lot of special teams and making the team and how important that was. What are you seeing from the special teams unit right now? We're going to talk about it in a little bit ourselves, because it seems like it feels like every return on kickoffs, there's a holding penalty or something. So what are you seeing there? I know Jack Cochran's been singled out here, but what's going on in the return game?
So, yeah, Jack Cochran definitely has a bullseye on him. I'm sure that opposing special teams coaches or head coaches that are sending film into the league every week prior to our game is probably pointing out something about number 43 and his blocking. It also, but I will say this, the penalties on special teams, and speaking with Dave Tobe, are up around the league as well. So it's not just an issue with us or a challenge with us. It just happens to be that it's one person that seems to get spotlighted. Now, when in the alignment on kickoff return, Jack Cochran is always aligned with the opposing best coverage guy. It just seems to be in that position, that's going to be the best coverage guy. Whether you make an adjustment because of that and move someone else in, that is an option as well. I don't know what kind of adjustment that can be made, but it's difficult. When you think about the dynamic of the dynamic kick return structure, 5 yards apart from each other, they get to see the ball. You don't see the ball. They get to see the ball after engagement, which way it's going. You know which way it's supposed to be drawn up, but they can veer off course, whether it's Nico Remigio or Breshard Smith back there. They can change the course, and the design, we see this on the offensive line, not to get too football nerdy with you guys, but we see this with the offensive linemen, that if you're blocking based on, in special teams, based on a left side return, you're trying to push the guy where? To the right. If the receiver or the return guy plants his foot and thinks he sees a hole to the right, disengaging with that guy without knowing where the ball is opens up the door for that holding penalty. So it happens around the league. Heck, it happened when I was playing back in the day. It's one of those situations that you have to deal with, but we cannot continue to start with our backs to the goal line because of the kickoff return unit.
Although I was impressed when they had that 13-play, what ended up being a 119-yard drive, Danan, because of penalties on them. Like, you know what? Good to know they still got that in them, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it happens. And we just have to be able to bounce back. And the cool thing is that we've shown the ability to do that. Like, we're not allowing the negative play to crush us. I think maybe in the first couple of games of the season, whether it was Juwan Taylor at the offensive line position, it just seems like it was so detrimental to have that penalty whenever it happened. And now we're not necessarily in that position. I mean, they showed that, you know what, okay, if you want us to start with our backs to the goal line, we'll go 14 plays and put points on the board. If you want it to be a situation where it's first and 20, we'll still go and manipulate the ball down the field and get into a position where it's a fourth down and we can possibly go for it. Like, there's a comfort level with this team right now that it doesn't seem like there's any debilitating situation that's going to hurt us. Outside of an interception, a deflected pass, even in those in recent weeks, we've been able to bounce back. So, like, that's where you see the comfort. The comfort isn't in the 119-yard drive that you cap it off with a touchdown. The comfort is in the plays right after something negative happens and you're showing that you have that ability to get past the adversity.
Danan Hughes, you can listen tonight, Players Only, 6 o'clock here on 96.5 The Fan. And safe travels up to New York, man.
Appreciate it, fellas. Let's bring home a win.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.